Vive va baby, vive va vo va baby, vive va vo 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 va baby, ha ha. Vive va baby, vive va vo va baby, vive va vo 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 va baby, ha ha. Vive va baby, vive va vo va baby. That's enough.
I think we need to start with the first and the foremost. There is an elephant in the way of the parade, and I think that we need to get that off the street first. First of all, the opinions expressed in this podcast are individual, mine, my own, and are not reflective of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thank you so much for listening. Well, they didn't need to tell me to say that. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for listening because, well, it's a podcast. It's a greenlit podcast. And in this podcast, I'm going to be speaking my speak. Do you understand how much of a mission that is? Do you understand how much of a trial and a tribulation it is to think a word, say a word, string it next to another word, and make a coherent sentence that is funny, that is fun, that reminds everyone that you have something to say? And you have the words to say it, and the intellect, the rhythm, the sonic patterns to make it a tune and a half. Speaking of tunes and a half teeny blop podcast, there's a vocal warm-up for a reason. We got to be drinking the honey and we got to be drinking the tea in order to preserve the instrument. Teeny blop podcast. When it comes to the topic of having an intro theme, a tune, an underscore, what if we get what we get and we don't get upset? How about that? At the moment, unless I end up ultimately searching the WeStar, checking the D-Wolf, and finding a little number that reminds you that, hey, this show is fun. Teeny Bopper is fun. Let you know Teeny Bopper is cool, it's breezy, it's nice and easy. This show is kind of like the blue sky at 12 p.m. in the afternoon. Until then, Teeny Bopper podcast. What if I'm fun? What if that lets you know I kind of just need, right now at the moment, how about we do simple? How about we go back to basics? How about we pentatonics a cappella? Just something that lets you know this podcast is fun. It kind of feels like 1 p.m. in the afternoon. You're waking up. You're in your covers. You hear a bird chirp for the first time in a cold winter. You walk over to the local sandwich shop and you get it just the way that you like it. Toasted on the outside, buttery on the inside. Double cheese, double ham, no tomato, just the way you like it. That's kind of what the Teeny Bopper podcast is. That's the first order of business. Music, let's get what we get and don't get upset. Second order of business, visuals. We've got them. Get your hot dogs, hot and ready hot dogs. T-shirt, get your t-shirt. We've got visuals. We have got a cover art. We've got an album cover, and we have got a banner. www.spiritlive/podcast/teeny bopper (teeny bopper podcast), or unless they fix it, just the Teeny Bopper podcast. We have visuals. Thanks to the diva. Thanks to my diva, my doll, my icon, my inspiration, Miss Nika B. Nika Bakhtiari. In 50 years, I'll be looking back and I say, I cannot believe that Miss Nika Bakhtiari had time in her busy schedule to take photos of me. Nika B. Nika B capturing my good side. Nika B flashing that flash and making me feel gorgeous, hot, and sexy, and pretty. Because I was looking at these photographs and I was thinking, this boy is fun. This boy is giving youth, I want to know what he has to say. And that's exactly what the mission was. I said, I want to be licking the lollipop. I want to be wearing the hat in front of the blue background. And I want to be giving bat's eyelashes. And Nika absolutely understood that. And she gave me bat's eyelashes times 12. To the moon. To the moon and to the max. And to that, I have to say thank you to the queen. And if you want to see these photographs, Spirit Live website. And on that topic, when I was looking at these photographs of myself serving it down, wearing the clothes, licking the lollipops, I was like, who is this hot and sexy girl? And I uploaded it. I sent my assets. It went to the website. I'm looking at it. I'm grinning and I'm smiling. I'm like, wait a day. Oh, ooh. What was that? It was at approximately that moment that I made a realization that I had a sudden epiphany of the tumultuous kind. So, I think there's quite possibly maybe a little bit of a 51% chance that there is a little bit of a boogie in my nose in the banner on the Spirit Live website. What do you want me to do about it? What if I am who I am because I am who I am? Then what? Then what? Mic to the face. Then what? I think in moments like this, we need to appreciate the duality of a person. The beauty and the beast. The bustier and the nip slip. The Annie and the Laurel. What if I contain multitudes? What if I am blue in the hair for the Teen Vogue party just after being green in the hair for the Brat Summer? For the Valerian? Or the Frank Ocean? What if I was multiple things? What if I'm everywhere and I'm so Julia? Then what? Then what? So if you are curious about seeing those boogies in the nose of mine while I serve a look and stunt pretty, Spirit Live website, because I warn you, heed the warning, sooner rather than later, that photo will become part of the lost tapes. That will become an archive and a relic of the past, a fossil deep down buried in the earth that reminded you of what once was. Trust, once I get out of the Spirit Live headquarters, once we get out of the Spirit Live dungeon, this will become a lost tape. We will make an edited version. We will start forward and it'll be like, it never happened. Gone with the wind. It will be just one of those things that you just imagine happened. Like the Pringles man doing this, the Mandela effect. You'll be like, wait a dang minute, I'll hold on. Last time I checked, he had a severe boogie in the left nostril. That's the first order of business. Check out the lost tapes, www. Second order, speaking of lost tapes, actually, segue. Speaking of lost tapes, if anyone has found a red 8GB SD card in the RCC, you are currently holding on to my Hannah Baker special. You are currently holding on to my Hannah Baker special with the side of curly fries. That SD card kind of sort of holds my stories, my chronicles, my epiphanies from my travels down deep in Narnia. One of the worst weekends in recent girly pop teeny bopper history. That was the end of my reading week when I was broke, busted, and disgusted. I was deep down and finding out. I was kind of Olaf in the summertime. I was really crumpling down. I was learning the effects. Recently, you know what I've been learning? The consequences of yes. Yes has done crazy things to me. Yes has been the hands that have tied my shoelaces at the front door. Yes has been buying me a bus ticket and sitting me down on the bus. Yes has me driving into another city. Yes has me going and buying a room in a motel that has the blood stain on the carpet. Yes has me flying over to Mexico and changing my name to Robert, but you could call me Bob. Yes has me in Mexico on a 10-year retreat where I outrun my old self and my old life. Because at the current moment, I was wanting to run away. And that's always the thought that I have. I'm gonna run away. And it's kind of just that thing where eventually you know that in 6 months from now, you're gonna say, that situation, I remember being so nervous and I remember wanting to run away and I can't believe that I ever wanted to run away. Because you say, I wanna run away. And then you don't run away. And then you get through it. And then it's just something that you did. And when you look back at it, it was nothing but Whoville. It was nothing but Horton Hears Who. Something on a small little speck, and you thought it was the whole world. And so whoever has that, whoever is currently holding, whoever has a big, warm, yummy, hot and ready plate of the Hannah Baker special with the curly fries on the side and the plum sauce to go along with it, I have just one request. Two requests. Number one, enjoy. 8GB gives you a certain versatility that don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone and they pay paradise and what did they do? What did they do? They put up a parking lot and you just had to go and put up a parking lot. They put up a parking lot. 8GB was kind of wonderful. It was nice to have the range of having multiple SD cards, two SD cards with 156. God bless them because you don't really got to empty them that often. The consequence of that is when people are like, can I format your SD card? You go, I don't know. I don't. Sorry. And then you have the 8GB SD card, which to me was always the go-to for when you wanted to start over, when you wanted to run away and start again, when you needed to format that card, that SD card was the girl who stepped up. I'm not the stepfather, I'm the father that stepped up. That is what that SD card was to me. And so if you have that SD card, not only do I want you to enjoy the Hannah Baker special, I want you to just enjoy the luxury of having it. My second request, a little bit more involved, I want you to put it in plexiglass. I want you to make it a little bit of a display. Four walls, plexiglass. I want you to give the SD card a little bit of a stand. I would like you to tilt it kind of on the third, a little bit facing up. And I would like you to treat it like an art piece. An art piece that is preserved under glass, plexiglass. And I want you to call it Portrait of an Artist. Because that's kind of what it is to me. That's Hannah Baker special. Yeah. Yeah. I think that I was kind of thinking, just the SD card alone, I think someone could look at that SD card and be moved to tears. Because I had this thought. I had a thought. Just a thought. Just what if. I was in my room and I was thinking, what if. What if the medium was the message? Just if. What if the medium was the message? Then what? Then what? I was thinking that this SD card being the medium of this story that was told, this experience that was captured and lost the sands of time. I think that just looking at it, Marina Abramović, a tear can come to my eye. And I would like to have that other effect on others. Plexiglass, on a little stand, that's all that I ask. That kind of brings me to an episode. What would you do if I told you that was just the most excellent cold open ever? What would you do if I just chitted and chatted my way around? I want you to know that talking on a microphone is difficult. It kind of is. I don't know if I said this already, but here's a little bit of story time. Do you want to know the story? I think you want to know the story. And let me tell you, I tried to record this episode last night. I went in my closet. I put my chair in my closet and I was between the hooks and the hangers. And I was ready to paint a picture and tell a story. And there I was in my room realizing that speaking is hard. Trying to have a coherent thought one after the other, it's no easy feat. And there I was clicking start and stop on this 8-6 recorders with approximately everything that I did. I am going to be as transparent as a Windex window. Everything that I just told you, I've said approximately 9 times in the last 12 hours, trying to make sure that nothing but the best for my kids. Nothing for the first episode, nothing but the best for my kids. Nothing but organic. My kids are eating green. My preserve, no. Color number, no. Color number four, no. Nothing but the best for my kids. So everything here that I have said, I've said multiple times in multiple different ways, trying my mightiest best to make it cute, fun, yummy, and something that we could be proud to eat. And I was telling myself that when it comes to the microphone being in the face, when it comes to the microphone is at my lips, I need to be treating it like the One Direction concert. That's what I've been saying. Imagine me front row at the One Direction concert. Harry Styles, What Makes You Beautiful, that's what they're singing. There I am, my legs are shaved and so are my armpits. I'm reading a book. The book, Twilight New Moon, of course. So I'm reading Twilight New Moon, legs shaved, armpit shaved as well. What Makes You Beautiful is playing. He sees me in the audience. He says, wait, stop the music. Who is that girl? Stop the music. What's your name? And I say, Mustafa. I put down my book for a second and I look, oh, Mustafa. And he puts the mic in my face and he says, sing it to me, Paolo. And in that moment, I have a couple different options. Either I take the moment and I taste it, I sing that note, or I say, I'm sorry, I don't know if this is a big request. This is kind of part of it. I'm like an alto. And so I think, just me personally, I think I'd feel more comfortable singing Niall's part. So if you give me that, I think I really could, you know, hit the moments. I could really make the dynamics so wide, and I could really add something to the song, but Niall's part. So if you could hand the mic to me then. And I kind of have to realize that when Harry Styles is handing you the mic, when the mic is in your face and he's singing, saying, sing it to me, Whitney, then at that moment, it really is time for you to one shot, one opportunity to seize everything you've ever wanted. Because I know that if I don't, if I stutter and I'm begging for the Niall roll, the girl next to me reading Twilight Breaking Dawn, she's going to be the one that gets to go backstage. She's going to serve it down. She's going to hit the note. She's going to be blowing them all away. and then she's going to be backstage. Harry Styles' arm over her shoulder. She's going to be getting to use the artist exclusive toilet. I want to be using the artist exclusive toilet. I want to be backstage getting my photo on the black couch. I want to be getting side eyes from the manager. Don't you think I want to be there? Trust. That is my destiny. Trust. That is where I'm meant to be, and trust that I will get there. Any means necessary. And all you got to do is, when the mic is in the face, you speak. When the mic is in the face, you start, don't stop. It's very much Mariah Carey. It's very much Mariah Carey 2001 Glitter. And I think that we should be having that conversation. Has anyone in the room seen Glitter? Mariah Carey 2001 Glitter. When the girl Yana in the fur coat is saying, "Don't pay any attention to them, they're just my background singers." And then Mariah Carey goes, "You and only you can make me feel the way you do. And I'm so into you, and that's forever and ever." And then it's dice on her arm. Then the DJ is on her arm. Then guess who's signed to the music career then? Miss Mariah Carey, because not once but twice did she get up on the mic when the mic was presented to her. That's something that Mariah Carey is going to do. When the mic is presented to Mariah Carey, she's going to change lives. And I think I most certainly would not be in this room telling this story if Mariah Carey had not done Glitter that day. You're asking me if I think that Glitter is a good movie. Well, my publicist told me not to answer personal questions. My publicist told me not to answer any personal questions. Are you asking me if Glitter is the best soundtrack? Well, yes. And I think that's a conversation that I would very happily be liking to have. Can we talk about Loverboy? Can we talk about Lead the Way? I'm talking about If We. Is anyone in here wanting to talk about If We? Does anyone want to talk about Don't Stop Funking for Jamaica? How about Want You? I think that we should be having a conversation about Want You. What about Reflections? Reflections of your love has come to an end. I thought I'd done my best to memorize. This could be the Mariah Carey podcast. This could be the Girly Pop podcast, the re-up. And wouldn't they like to see that? Wouldn't they like to see that? Honestly, yeah. I was doing so many takes that I was like, who is editing this? And I was like, oh, wait a minute. His name is Mustafa Cowan. And he is a certain teeny bopper of my skin. Teeny bopper sharing a skeleton with me. And I kind of had to have the understanding that if I was in the studio, if I was in the computer lab, crossfade, at a certain point, I would metaphorically become the chandelier. So I thought it was better to have one good take through and through, top to bottom, jokes, laughs, giggles, galore. And I think, honestly, who would have thunk it? This is kind of giving that. You are listening to the winner. Can you imagine how dreadful that is? Because what if you're listening to this and you're saying, but where is the spice? Where is the sugar? Where is the flavor? Suck up your life like a cherry like savor. Well, better luck next time. And I will be trying my best next time, as in all things. The topic of the day. The topic of the day, that was a nice cold open. It was quite refreshing. So delicious, so refreshing. The topic of the day, I realized that I think I'm coming back into my old habits, my old interests, my old swing of things. I will never change and I will never stay the same. Yesterday, I bought two items that I have not bought since approximately 2017. 8 years ago. 8 years ago, I was 12 years old. And turning this year, I will be 20. Actually, that will never be me. I will never be 20. I quite literally refuse. I'm telling you, I will literally be the chandelier. So what are you going to do when they come for you? What are you going to do when I'm going to swing from the chandelier? Then what? When yesterday came and I found myself coming home with two items that I have not purchased in 8 years, I was thinking, I am who I am because I am who I am. I will never change, but I will never stay the same. I went to work, and for the longest time, I've regretted not having bought a Princess Leia Funko Pop. Funko Pop. Never derogatory. Never quite complimentary. Funko Pop, never derogatory. It kind of exists in this interesting limbo where Funko Pop, neutral. Funko Pop neutral, not complimentary, not derogatory, because am I proud to say I am the owner currently of two Funko Pops? Well, no. But it's something that I have. Princess Leia, the Space Buns, Episode 4. It's something that I wanted. I wanted it for years. The opportunity presented itself. The employee discount was applied and transacted. And I went home with Princess Leia in my bag, in my paper bag princess. Secondly, Miss Sabrina Carpenter. Miss Sabrina Carpenter has me buying my second ever copy of Vogue. The last time that I bought Vogue, a little bit of a story time, Selena Gomez was on the cover in April of 2017, I believe. This was around the time that Bad Liar was released, if I'm correct. Actually, maybe perhaps it was 20. It couldn't have been 2016. It was certainly 2017. 2017, around the time that Bad Liar was released, I believe, if that clocks out. And it was this gorgeous photo where I believe she had these contact lenses and her hair was dark jet black. And she was holding up her hair. She was sitting on the motorcycle. She was in the desert. And it just so happened April was my birthday, my 12th birthday. And I had this chronicled history of in elementary school having the worst birthdays. And so I was not excited in the slightest. I remember the year prior, my French teacher gave me a piece of toffee. I think it was for my birthday or maybe because I won a French game of un, deux, trois, quatre, cinq, six, dix. And I got a toffee. And it just so happened that toffee yanked out my tooth. And so I said, Madame, this toffee yanked out my tooth. And then she said, you know what? For a matter of fact, I don't give a frick that it was your birthday today. You are this and you are that and you should know it. And in that moment, I knew it. And I will never forget it. I was one tooth down and I was diva down as well. I was diva on the floor on the day of my birth, on my 12th birthday. So the next year after, I said, you know what? Birthdays are over, birthdays are sour, but there was one thing that I wanted for Christmas, and that was Selena Gomez Vogue. And so I went around to my 12-year-old friends, also approximately in grade 6, and I said, money for Vogue? I was shaking the cup. I took off my hat, and I shook off my hat, and I said, money for Vogue. And three people coughed up. I remember this one excellent, gorgeous girl gave me $5. Someone else gave me, I think, $4, and I think someone else gave me a toonie. And so that was it. Because I think at the time, Vogue was approximately $6. The copy that I bought yesterday was $8. Just on the lower end of $7. $7, $8. And so I went around money for Vogue, money for Vogue, money for Vogue. And just like a GoFundMe for my surgery, I was able to get the money. I ran over to my Shoppers Drug Mart. I bought my copy of my Vogue and I handed it back to them. And actually, that was not after. That was only after I gift-wrapped my copy of Vogue in paper. Printer paper. I took my Selena Gomez copy of April Vogue 2017, and I covered it in approximately 4 pieces of printer paper, and I wrote to Mustafa, happy birthday, and I gave it back to them. And then on my birthday, I walked in, and bless her heart, the most wonderful supply teacher. Her name was Miss N. Every day, sending love to Miss N. The most wonderful and my favorite teacher that I've ever had. She was known to be a little bit of not always the brightest spirit. And so at the start of the day, she said, everyone line up. Something along that line. That was kind of her accent. Miss N, Miss Nananoski. We can never say it. We can never say it. And that was just the goop and the gag. That was just the trick of the trade. She said, everyone get on the line. And then from the start of the day, I said, I knew this day was not going to go good. And you know what? I'm just going to embrace it for everything that it is and everything that it isn't. And so we got in a line. I was towards the end of the line. And I said, it was literally that like meme with the guy at the party that says, nobody knows that it's my birthday today. I was saying, no one here knows that today's the day of my birth. Jesus born on this day. And so I walk into the classroom single file. And what can I say except for balloons? What can I say except for message on the chalkboard? What can I say except for streamers aligning on the edge of my desk and a bright white paper packaged, copy paper packaged, gift wrap packaged, a gift on my desk, and a couple messages on Bristol boards, and I was feeling like the most beloved boy in the world. That is, I think, to this day, the best birthday that I've ever had in my whole entire life. And what did I open? The copy of Vogue that I gift wrapped myself to Mustafa Cowan, happy birthday with love. And I opened it, and it was one of the best gifts that I've ever received. Money for Vogue, penny, nickel, dime, quarter, if you will. If you can, if you might. So that was my first ever copy of Vogue. It was wonderful. One of my biggest regrets of my whole entire life is that I cut it up. I cut off the cover, I cut out the pictures, and I kind of wish that I just kept it intact. And so this time around with Miss Sabrina Carpenter gracing, beautifully, wonderfully gracing the cover of Vogue, this is my girl. I've been a Carpenter ever since, and I'm not ashamed to say it. Hear you calling out my name.
I feel no shame. I'm in love, sweet love.
I've been a Sabrina Carpenter fan since 2017 as well. 2017 was kind of the year of magic. That was the year of Melodrama. Magic was in the air, and there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Magic was in the air. So I was a fan of Sabrina Carpenter ever since then, and honestly, I was there when nobody gave a single care in the world. I was saying, but Mona Lisa, but Singular Act One. I was there. I think one of my favorite moments was when she did Corden, James Corden, and that was one of the most beautiful performances that I've ever seen in my life. Still, when she was singing Almost Love and she was throwing the paints and the arms were coming out of the walls, and then at the end of the performance, she spray painted 11/9 to release the cover, to announce the cover date, the release date of the album. I was there. Wind in my hair, I was there. And so with me being a fan of Sabrina, I remember when her album peaked at approximately 138 on the Billboard Hot 100. And that was two albums ago. I did not, at a certain point, love her to death. I never thought that she would be on the cover of Vogue. I didn't know if she had it in her. And so to see Sabrina Carpenter in some of the most beautiful photos that I've ever seen in my whole entire life on the cover of Vogue, I knew that I was having to purchase. And so I knew it came out on the 25th. And trust, when it was the 26th, I was hitting up as many Shoppers Drug Marts as I could looking for the Vogue magazine. And I found the best copy, the ones with the less bumps and indents and scratches and scuffs. And I took it home. And just like a new puppy, I took her home. You find a woman on the internet, you find a woman named Sabrina Carpenter on the internet, and you take her home. And now I have my second ever copy of Vogue. Vogue really is a picture book. Vogue is a book of advertisements. Vogue is saying, but look at her hair. But look at the eyeshadow. But look at the hip. And honestly, at this point, I'm telling you, I don't need another reading. I don't need another required reading. At this point, when it comes to school, I'm really just showing up, shaking the hands, and kissing the babies. I mean, what can I say? I show up to class, I shake the hands, I kiss the babies. Because sometimes showing up is half the battle. I think you show up, you show face, you sit down, you listen up, you put on your shoes, you put the laptop back in the bag, inside of your bag, and then what can I say? You jump cities. You go from one city to the other, and then you go to bed, and you do it all tomorrow. All I really wanted is a picture book. Maybe all we really need at this moment is a picture book. Pretty picture, pretty dress, pretty blouse. What if it just needs to be pretty dress, pretty blouse? I think at this moment, I'm in a space to receive pretty dress and pretty blouse. And that kind of leads me back to where I once was. Still loving Star Wars as much as I did. Still loving my girls and always. I don't know. I wonder what it is, the connection that I still share with that version of myself that yearned to buy a Funko Pop and buy a Vogue magazine. What can I say? I am who I am because I am who I am. And, well, money for Vogue. Money for Vogue. Money for Vogue. Don't be afraid to money for Vogue. I think that's still one of my proudest moments. That was a fundraiser. That was a charity fundraiser. And at the end of the day, we hit our goal. We hit our goal and we changed some lives on that day. Money for Vogue. Money for Vogue. And I think that's the first ever episode of the Teeny Bopper podcast. I'm excited for the next one. You think you're excited for the next one. Guess how excited I am. I'm thinking that the next episode will possibly be either about the lessons that I've learned as a director, as that has evolved, or how my lingering Karen tendencies kind of terrify me. Does that intrigue you? Are you not intrigued? My Karen tendencies are terrifying me. I think that's kind of a concept and a half. I hope you join me on the next 2 weeks episode, 2 weeks from now, 2 weeks to the day, Teeny Bopper Podcast Episode 2, where we will be having a laugh and you'll be having the time of your life. I hope to see you there, wearing your best clothes, your Sunday best, and a smile. XOXO, Mustafa Cowan, the Teeny Bopper from the studio. And now, back to you in the studio.